I looked daily for God, but I saw many. I looked for many, but I saw only God. I looked for many in God, but I had to wait. I looked for one in many, and I immediately saw. In fire and water, in dust and atoms, seeing you, your meditation trance, many poets have depicted your immortal beauty. They're my pioneers. This morning I am weaving the garland of soulful words. Victory, victory, victory to the Guru Supreme of the universe. Repeating this incantation, we shall conquer the world soul.
Anule, anule, anitere, anitene, harito ma chobi, tobatana rupa gopa rupa kia che koto kopi, anusari se ma chompat, leka nini che harte, chahi bakuya e kota hara jike madura prate, Jaya 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 Parameshwara Jagat Gurur Jaya E mantra japi koribo amara Bishwa Atma Jaya.
Today we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Guru's immortal achievement, the completion of 843 poems in a 24-hour time span on November 1st, 1975, and gathered together in an immortal volume known as Transcendence Perfection. Tonight, we will be reciting poems and singing songs from Transcendence Perfection on the themes of how to love and worship the inner pilot, on forgiveness, and on music. Beloved Lord Supreme, do you approve of my self-transcendence task song? My child, my son, not only do I approve, but it is I who will sing in you, sing through you, my eternity's vision, reality, song.
Beloved, 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 Lord Supreme, do you approve of my self-transcendence? Son, not only do I approve, but it is I who will sing in you, sing through you, my eternity's vision, reality, song. Question. What is poetry?
Sri Chinmoy, I always say that man writes prose, but it is God who writes poetry in and through man. In poetry, each word carries us into the unknowable, where there is tremendous joy. We may think that when we enter into the unknowable, we will be totally lost, but we are not lost. We are flying. Poetry is intuitive, so we should not try to understand it. It is not the mind we need in order to derive joy, but the heart. The sovereignty of love nobody disputes. The sovereignty of love is perfection, manifestation. The sovereignty of love is the God shrine in his vision temple, in his earthbound, sweet, immortal height. The diamond hope for which the ages groaned has now opened its eye in him to save humanity, to manifest divinity, to fulfill the absolute supreme. The following remarks that Guru made on his poetry is taken from the book, Dependence and Assurance. Some people whom I have never seen, who are not my disciples on the physical plane, are making enormous progress. These seekers are getting much help from me in the inner world. Recently, a book of mine, Food for the Soul, was published. People are buying the book and reading it, and I am most grateful to them. My writings are my consciousness. High or low, they are my consciousness. And those who read my writings can enter into my consciousness. As they are concentrating on important key words, my inner beings come to me and tell me. I do not know their names, but in the inner world, they're getting abundant help from me. A soul life of gratitude to you I offer, my Master Lord, for your satisfaction in my service, love, boat.
A soul life of gratitude to you I offer, my Master Lord, for your satisfaction.
Guru said over the years, many times, that often when he writes poetry, he just throws himself into the universal consciousness and identifies with this person or that person or that person. And so therefore, very often in his poetry, it is the pure vocalization of the inner perspective, the inner narrative of a particular seeker in the universal consciousness. I feel the following five poems are representational and indicative of Guru's compassionate identification with humanity. Your God is but one God. He is great. I do not deny it. My God is many. They are not only great, but also good. Because of their greatness, in heaven they dance and dance. Because of their goodness, on earth they cry and cry. Many are there who sleep too much. Very few are there who do not sleep enough. Again, there are those who never sleep at all. Theirs is the continuous search for God oneness, for God perfection, for eternity's God embrace. He swims in the ocean of hope. He swims in the ocean of failure. He swims in the ocean of tears. Something more. He swims also in the ocean of his surrendered will to his earth, heaven life's pilot, supreme. The same old thoughts. God does not love me. God does not want me. I am left all alone. I was nothing, I am nothing, I shall be nothing. These are the ideas that make my life miserable and throw me into the very jaws of destruction, tiger. Oh, forgiver of all my shortcomings, forgive me. A new hope is being born in my heart. I shall cry from today on to grow into perfections, beauty, delight. My sweet Lord, don't withdraw. If you want me to live, stay with me. Satisfaction grows on patience tree.
My sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, don't withdraw, don't withdraw, don't. If you want me to live, stay with me. Satisfaction grows on patience tree.
Teach me to worship within. I shall try to obey my inner voice. I shall also strive to know thee in the outer life of manifestation. Joy. O Lord Supreme, teach me to build and not to break. Then I shall learn to behold thee and thy duty. Then shall my soul learn to stand in thy presence with adoration, flame. O Master Musician, tune me for life again. The awakening of new music, my heart wants to become. My life is now mingled in ecstasy's height.
Oh, 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 master musician, tune me for life again. The awakening of the music my heart wants to become. My life is now mingled in ecstasy's height.
On November 1st, 1980, during a celebration of the 5-year anniversary of the creation of Transcendence Perfection, Guru asked his children to recite in silence 7 times, "My name is Transcendence Perfection." Today, on the 50th anniversary of the completion of this immortal book, let us say in silence 7 times, "My name is Transcendence Perfection." And then we can give the final poem from the book. Lord Supreme, Absolute Supreme, Father Supreme, Beloved Supreme. With your infinite bounty, I started to compete with my previous achievements. I have far surpassed my previous achievements. Now the golden fruit I place at your feet. In me, through me, you have achieved this humanly unbelievable achievement. But divinely, it was not only possible, but inevitable. This is not a miracle, O Lord. This is just a reality experience which inspires me to transcend what I have and what I eternally am. O Beloved Supreme, in absolute silence light, to you I offer the heart of my gratitude sea, the breath of my oneness sky.